Fred Film Radio, New Horizons International Film Festival, Wrocław, Poland.
This is Fred Film Radio and you're listening to Diego Aparicio in Wrocław, Poland. I'm here for the 19th edition of the New Horizons Film Festival and I'm joined today by Pituca Ortega, who is the festival director of the Panama International Film Festival. Hi Pituca, how are you doing today?
Hi Diego, how are you? So happy to be here with you.
Likewise, Pituca. It's been terrific getting to know more about your festival through the ICOs, developing your film festival course. How have you found that?
It's been amazing. I came with high expectations and I've left with all of them having been met. And for me, to have shared with everybody and to have listened to your... the circumstances of your festivals, the troubles and successes of your festivals has been really enlightening for me and encouraging as well.
Yeah, I think it was very much an environment in which everyone could learn from one another and, you know, just see what common challenges we're all facing and so on. So why don't we focus a little bit on your festival? When does it run? Which edition is it in?
We just finished our 8th edition, which happened in April, the very beginning of April of this year. And next year we'll be starting our 9th edition, and we're very excited about it. We don't exactly know everything that's going to happen, but, you know, just to have survived another year and have had good audience participation and great guests and very engaged guest to the festival, filmmakers and people from the industry, it's always exciting to finish and to think of what we're going to do next.
So what are you going to do next?
Well, our festival has become an important platform for the Central American and the Caribbean cinema that is a burgeoning industry. Really interesting voices are coming out of that cinema, from the Dominican Republic, Nelson Dos Santos, from Costa Rica, Paz Fabrega, from Panama, Ana Elena Tejera. You know, there's great filmmakers in such a small region that are beginning to show some authorship in a cinema that is not well known. And in Panama, we try to create the conditions not only to give these filmmakers the opportunity, of course, to screen their films, but for them to be exposed to other members of international industries and to be projected through international media and also support with works in progress funds and things like that. So we are next year we want to have a producers workshop in alliance with Cannes. So hopefully we're working with that, and we're very excited about that possibility.
That sounds super exciting, Pituca. I wish you the best of luck with that. So what sort of things does your program focus on? How does the selection process work for you?
In Panama, we have such a diverse audience. We have a lot of expats or people that have retired and have moved to Panama. They were actually the first supporters of the festival. And then we have the local audience who is very curious about another type of cinema, but who is very used to the commercial Hollywood blockbusters. So we have a very diverse program. 2 years ago, we decided to start one program per se, which is the Green Program, in which we have a few environmental films, and that is picking up, but it's not an environmental festival. Our big concentration of films is Latin American films. We have the Ibero-American section, which is Spain, Portugal, and all of Latin America, and then we have the Central American section, and the Caribbean, which is, as I explained, it's the Central American and the Caribbean. Then we have the international section, which is a smaller chunk of our programming, but we try to bring the best of the best of world cinema. So I'm hoping to poach some films from all our colleagues here today. and strong education and solid industry programs.
Sounds amazing. Is there anything else you'd like listeners to know about Panama and your film festival there?
Well, you know, people would not imagine that there's a film festival in Panama that, that can be exciting, that can be a new experience, but there is, and Panama is so much more than a canal. Panama is so much more than papers, and there is a lot to learn and see in our country and in our city, and this film festival is a good venue for you to get to know a country that is very young but trying to find itself in a beautiful way.
That sounds really inspiring. So talking about inspiration, what got you here? What, you know, how was it that you found yourself being the festival director of this festival?
Well, I'm a filmmaker, you know, so it's not that this wasn't my plan, but just things just happened in a way that, due to the fact that I've been in the industry for so long, there was the community had a lot of trust in me leading this festival, so I decided to take it on. But really, I just work with the most extraordinary group of women and men. We have a fantastic team, and I'm hoping to pass on the torch to them very soon. But I came here to this workshop just to make sure that I know that we're on the right track. And I learned a lot of things that we're doing right, but I learned more things that we're not doing right. And it was really, really very good to be here this week.
Sounds like you had a great experience. Thank you so much for talking to Fred Pituka.
Thank you. What a pleasure.
From the New Horizons Film Festival in Wrocław, Poland, this is Diego Aparicio, and you're listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.